USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaker Pelosi has seen to it that working families have gotten nothing, nothing, rather than something.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky opening the Senate on Wednesday. Senate Republicans are going to pass a $500 billion stimulus plan, which does include funding for the popular Paycheck Protection Program. The White House and House Democrats are negotiating a package close to $2 trillion. Early voting is beginning in West Virginia on Wednesday. The nation has already seen record numbers of people early voting, with about 36 million ballots already in. Early voting began earlier this week in Florida, and Republican Senator Marco Rubio tells Fox News people are excited to vote.
Energy reflected in the vote, and then the people want to vote. I think that's true on both sides, but I think that's especially true on the Republican side.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
New COVID-19 clusters are surging in the Midwest as cases continue to soar nationwide. Coronavirus cases have jumped more than 50% in 2 weeks in Illinois.
If you're getting tired and you've let your guard down, now is the time to pick it back up.
Illinois Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker, the Democratic Mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, adding,
make no mistake, we are in the second surge.
Dr. Michelle Prickett with Northwest Mutual Hospital telling NBC's Today Show,
we feel like professional soccer goalies just trying to keep people safe until their bodies can recover. And it's fine for us to do that when we have a couple balls coming at us. But when it comes to 100, you can't keep all those balls out.
The Los Angeles Dodgers take Game 1 of the World Series 8-3 over the Tampa Bay Rays. The Rays will try to even the series tonight. First pitch set for just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time on Fox. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Police officers leaving the job in Seattle blame the city's political agenda. USA Radio Network's Val Dior explains.
Police officers leaving the Seattle PD are shining a spotlight on frustration within the agency, with some saying they've felt a lack of concern for their well-being. KOMO News examined the exit interviews of officers who decided to retire or work elsewhere during or following the months of civil unrest in the city. Their discontent, in part, was a result of leaders' calls for law enforcement to be defunded. An outgoing patrol sergeant who decided to retire after more than two decades says he refuses to work for what he calls a socialist city council and their political agenda, adding that the agenda sacrifices the health and well-being of officers and ultimately will destroy the fabric of a once fine city.
A Republican staffer says the Senate Judiciary Committee delayed a vote to subpoena the heads of Facebook and Twitter due to a procedural issue. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz sits on the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Big tech is telling the media, we have a veto power on what stories you can report on and what stories the American people can hear. If anyone in the mainstream media had even a shred of integrity, they would be outraged at this. Instead, because they want Donald Trump to lose, they will docilely go by big tech's incredible assertion of censorship power.
Cruz speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.